This is Jack Vaughn for the serverside.net. Today we're looking at our reader mailbag. I'm joined by TechTarget editor-at-large John Hogan. John, what's going on? What are we finding in the bag today?
Jack, today we're talking about a thread that begins with a discussion on Silverlight. The original thread on the serverside.net asks, Silverlight, are we doomed to repeat history? The original post is from contributor Brent Sheets, who writes, according to many respected developers, Silverlight, formerly known as WPF Everywhere, is the greatest thing since sliced bread. It's supposedly the harbinger of a new age on the web that will cause us to frantically rubberneck between our desktop and web applications and exclaim in disbelief, egad, I can't tell the difference. I'm still expecting some industry guru to label Silverlight a disruptive technology, so I can know for certain that this is all hype. Call me cynical, but when I think of cross-browser or cross-platform, Microsoft isn't the first company that pops into my head. So, while I'm not a Silverlight rah-rah club member yet, I'm also not exactly its enemy. I'd like to be a believer, but history keeps getting in the way.
Reader Time Passix responds, saying, my guess, Silverlight will be a cross-platform enough just for managers to say, let's use Silverlight. Then developers will uncover all the ugly corner cases and start to despise the day they ever started using it.
Continuing the thread is user Francois Lemaire, who writes, well, since HTML came into the scene, we've seen Java applets, ActiveX, Flash, Flex, SVG, XAML, XUL, etc., and nothing has replaced the ugly input and select for people who want to make big money, say eBay, Amazon, etc., because when you lose 5% more or less of your clients, you lose a lot of your gains. Don't get me wrong, all these technologies can be used to do great things, but none of them have all the prerequisites that can be used everywhere by everybody. Frankly, I don't see Silverlight being this new platform, and I don't see anything existing now between this new platform. The only great progress in web client development is Ajax, and how did that happen? Microsoft had a great idea with XMLH HTTP request, and browsers implemented it, and clever guys mixed it with all the existing DHTML and CSS to create new development platforms, sort of. Does anyone think a platform as big as Flex, XUL, or Silverlight can be agreed upon by everybody? Well, I don't. Thus, I test these technologies, I use them when I can control the clients, and I wait.
Reader Ben Vandermeer writes, the original post does not list any of the past mistakes that Silverlight repeats. It appears all too much like mudslinging. But let's start throwing and see what sticks is effective, though somewhat cynical. I would follow a different approach. Firstly, what do all developers want, regardless of deployment platform? One, their programming language of choice. Two, a first-class development environment. Three, the ability to reuse their existing skills, code, and knowledge. Four, easy deployability of their products. Five, the productivity that comes from a well-thought-out framework, API, so they don't have to do everything themselves. In each respect, Silverlight is an improvement on all its predecessors. It will negate the need for Ajax plus CSS plus DHTML. Secondly, where did the previous attempts go wrong? First, Java applets. The Achilles heel was AWT. Really, how insane was Corel to try and develop a web office suite with that ugly primitive thing? Two, Flash, a moving target, just as closed and non-standard as anything else, but good enough for some until now. Three, Ajax plus cascading style sheets and DHTML. A clever hack, and with a capable server-side framework, you can get enough done. But once users experience the beauty of what can be accomplished with Silverlight more easily and quicker, who would care? Well, the free software world, but that is a different concern.
And finally, this thread ends with reader Joe Party commenting, I would mostly agree with your assessment above, but refine point number five. Five, the productivity that comes from a well-thought-out framework API so they don't have to do everything themselves. Part of my being productive as a developer is to know that my vendor conforms to open standards, such as cascading style sheets 2, DHTML, etc. My productivity is much better when I do not have to fight with the partial implementations of the standards. or just a Microsoft derivation of them. I don't want to come across as a Microsoft basher, since I think they have a very fine solution to offer and have started to move in the direction of open standards and such. But I also think it's perfectly acceptable to have a healthy skepticism regarding their commitment to non-Windows, non-Internet Explorer customers. Until their software as a service strategy comes to fruition, they simply have too much to lose and must protect Windows and Internet Explorer.
Well, this is Jack Vaughn again for the ServerSide.net. Glad people could join us today for our Look at the Reader mailbag. John, I'd like to thank you.